I've come to believe that poverty is a social construct. The ultimate human endeavor, the great equalizer, is the fight for survival, daily. Some choose to live on the very edge of that struggle. What right do we have to judge their existence, deem it substandard, and decide to help them to live exactly the way we do? It's empowering to realize that everything I do is a choice. I choose to be employed and have a bond. Every day I make the choice to maintain the lifestyle I'm accustomed to. If every day is a battle for survival, then why concern yourself about what your fellow man is doing or not doing to survive coronavirus? I wonder what motivated a millionaire real estate developer to welcome a homeless couple into his California mansion.
Greg and Marie have been living in Terry's in-law suite for about 9 months.
There is this adjustment period that they've had to go through.
Happy birthday to Marie. Happy birthday, little Marie. Welcome to your new number.
Thank you. Please step on the floor for 2 weeks.
Because our legs got so used to just sleeping on the concrete, and flat on the ground, and we got comfortable that way. It was like we were transforming back into a bed mode to get comfortable.
I got used to it snoring now.
Be able to set things down and don't have to worry about it. Be able to open my door, don't have to lock my door, and don't worry about someone's walking into my door and stealing it. And we're very trustworthy people, but we want him to know that he can trust us, which he does. Mm-hmm. He does.
Piedmont residents are less than 2% black. No one said it. I knew what was going to happen. The police were going to be called.
We walk out and we go catch the bus. We're standing in front of the house and we notice that we're being watched with a camera.
Hey, I'm a neighbor on Hampton Road. So I just pulled in the driveway. And there's just some kind of strange folks hanging around the house.
I had reached out to Chief Bowers and sent him an email from day one, letting him know what I was going to do in case this actually happened. And so the only reason this is happening, obviously, because this was a couple that didn't fit in to the community based on predominantly on color and how they walked and what they wore.
There are those, like emergency service workers, who make it their life mission to help other people. Maybe because their own basic needs are being met daily. And then there are care workers, nurses and doctors, who help those in distress. They help people in the daily fight for survival. It is a calling. By giving the beggar a few randelas, all you are doing is appeasing your guilt. You feel guilt. You choose guilt. And simply because your life looks different, you imagine better than the lowly beggar. But the beggar is highly successful at this thing called life. For them, every day is a miracle. Begging is how they choose to engage with the world. To demonstrate the power of the human spirit, let's take a look at Oprah's story.
Obviously, a black girl, at the time we were called colored people, and my grandmother was a maid. That's all she ever knew. The only real expectation she held for me was that I would one day become a maid and, in her words, have some good white folks.
Her mother, a housekeeper, was only a teenager at the time of Oprah's birth, and her father wasn't in the picture at the time. Oprah's first years were spent in abject poverty, and we're not just talking about living paycheck to paycheck.
I thought about my childhood. Now, I've shared my childhood with lots of people, and as a child, I was raised by my grandmother for the first 6 years, and my grandmother used to whip me often. But I would get beaten, and then I was never allowed to have any emotion about it.
Sent to live with her grandmother until the age of six, she often wore empty potato sacks as dresses.
I remember the first night entering into that house and being told that I wouldn't be able to sleep with my mother and I wouldn't be able to sleep inside the house, but there was a little foyer porch before you actually got inside the house. And I was put outside to sleep there.
This demonstrates that each one of us has the power to live a life of our choosing. We can similarly choose to be limited by constructs of race, birth, or time and space, but it's a choice nonetheless. What did you choose today?